Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Nun Vav Amid Beis of Masechta Shabbos, and Be'ez Hashem we're going to finish the fifth parak of Masechta Shabbos. We're about 5 lines into the medium-sized lines on Daf Nun Vav Amid Beis, and we're continuing to discuss the averus of various tzaddikim, and today we're going to talk about Shlomo HaMelech. The simple reading of the Pesukim in Sefer Melachim Aleph sounds like Shlomo violated Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara is going to explain that simple reading is not correct. It's only that he didn't object when his wives did that. Anyone who says Shlomo sinned with Avodah Zarah is mistaken. The pasuk says that his heart was not as complete with Hashem as the heart of David his father. Yeah, Kilvav David Aviv who delohava. He fell a little bit short of what his father was, but Michtanami lochata. But he didn't do Avodah Zarah. I mean, if he did Avodah Zarah, then there would be no basis for comparison with David Aviv. Elamani mikayim. So what do I do with the pasuk that says Vayihile Sikna Shlomo Nashav Hitu Es Levavo? Then when Shlomo got old, his wives led his heart astray. Hayik Rabbi Nassan. That goes like what Rabbi Nassan said. Rabbi Nassan Rami. Rabbi Nassan asked the stira. Pasuk says Ksiv Vayihile Sikna Shlomo Nashav Hitu Es Levavo. Vaksiv Kilavav David Aviv. So Kilavav David Aviv who delohava Michtanami Lochata makes it sound like he wasn't so terrible. So Hachi Kamar. This is what the pasuk really means to say. Vayihile Sikna Shlomo Nashav of Hitwas Lavavo Laleches Achre Elohim Acherim. The pasuk does not mean that the wives caused him and to violate Elohim Acherim, but the wives were Hitwas Lavavo, they spoke to his heart to so that they can go and be Ovid Elohim Acherim, but Velo Halach, he himself did not go, meaning they wanted him to join them, but he absolutely would not join them in doing Avodah Zarah. I asked the Gemara Vaksiv, Aziban Shlomo Bama Lichmosh Shikutz Moav, that sounds like Shlomo, after his wives led his heart astray, built a Mizbeach to an Avodah Zarah. So you see, he was over Avodah Zarah. Says Gemara, no, Shebikesh Livnos Labana. He thought of building a Bama for an Avodah Zarah, but he didn't actually do it. Elameata, if you're going to say that Yibana means that he wanted to build, but he didn't, so then we could ask that after the Jewish people won the Milchama of Ai, Yeshua built a Mizbeach Hashem and he brought Karbanos on that Mizbeach, and the Pasuk says, Oz Yivne Yehoshua Mizbeach Hashem. Does that word Yivne in that context also mean Shebikesh Livnos V'Labana, that he wanted to but he didn't actually? No, Elad Debana, it means that he actually built it. So why by Shlomo don't you say the same thing? Hachanami Debana by Shlomo, we should also say that he actually built it. So says Gemara, no. Rather, the pasuk we have from another pasuk we can learn that Shlomo didn't do Avodah Zarah, because there's a braisa that says as follows: Rabbi Yossi Omer, when Yoshioa Melech destroyed the Avodah Zarahs from the land, the pasuk says Ves Habamos Asher Al Pnei Yerushalayim Asher Miyamin LaHar Mishcha, to the right of Har Zeisim Asher Bana Shlomo Melech Yisrael Asher Shikut Sidonim Ulechmo Shikut Mav. The pasuk continues Olamalkum Tavis Bnei Amon. It lists off all these Avodah Zarahs. How could it be that Yoshio was the one that destroyed the Avodah Zarahs of Shlomo? Efshar ba'os v'lo biaram, Yoshafat v'lo biaram, Achba Yoshio biaram. All these kings came and no one destroyed these Avodah Zarahs from the days of Shlomo until Yoshio came along. V'lo kol Avodah Zarah sheberetz Yisrael, os of Yoshafat biaram. Us and Yoshafat did quite a nice job of getting rid of all the Avodah Zarahs in Eretz Yisrael. So what does it mean? Elamakish harishonim la'achronim. We're comparing Shlomo HaMelech, who preceded Yoshio, to Yoshio himself. Ma achronim lo asu v'tala behen l'shvach, af harishonim lo asu v'tala behen l'shvach. Just like Yoshio didn't destroy the Avodah Zarahs of Shlomo, and the pasuk says it as if he did, because he destroyed the rest of the Avodah Zarahs that were put into place after Yoshafat died, so too Shlomo Melch didn't build these bamos, and the Torah is tala behen l'gnai, and the Torah makes it sound as if, or the Navi makes it sound as if he built it, because he didn't make a proper macha against his wives who did Avodah Zarah. So you see from here that Shlomo did not in fact violate Avodah Zarah. So ask the Gemara from another pasuk, Faksiv Vayash Shlomo Harabe Einei Hashem. Sounds like Shlomo violated Avodah Zarah. Answers the Gemara, does not mean that Shlomo violated Avodah Zarah mamish. El Mivreisha Heilo Limchus Penosha Velomicha Mala Lavakasav Ki Iluchata, because he should have made a macha against his wives and he didn't. It's as if he sinned. Amar Vidam Shmuel Noach Lo Osa Tzadik Shei Shamish Ledover Acher Vali Kasev Lo Vayash Rabe Einei Hashem. That it would have been better for Shlomo HaMelech that he would hire himself out for an Avodah Zarah to chop wood or to draw water, which are only a Tashmish Avodah Zarah, rather than have the Pasuk say about him that he did Rabbe Enei Hashem, that he did Avodah Zarah Mamish. And the Pasuk writes that because since he did not make a macha against his wives who did Avodah Zarah, we view it as if he did the Avodah Zarah. But the Pasuk is telling us just how serious the Avera is of someone who has the ability to stop others from sinning and doesn't stop them from sinning. Another thing about Shlomo's wives, Amar Vidam Shmuel, B'shosh Nosa Shlomo's Bas Paro, Hichnisa Lo Elef Mine Zemer, Va'amar Lo Kach Osa Navodazar Plonus, V'kach Osa Navodazar Plonus, V'lo Michaba. When Shlomo married the Bas Paro, she started giving instructions and classes on how to violate all these Avodah Zarahs, on how to worship all these Avodah Zarahs, and he did not make a macha'a. Amar Vidam Shmuel, B'shosh Shnosa Shlomo's Bas Paro, Yored Gavriel v'na'atz kana b'yam. When Shlomo married Bas Paro, the Malach Gavriel came and stuck a reed in the sea. Va'ala bo sirtom, and certain mud and sand came around it to that area, and it made like a big island. Va'lav nivna krach gadol shel Romi, and many years later, that became the great Roman Empire that caused all the troubles for the Jewish people. Italia shel Yavan. B'masnisa tana osa yom sheichnas yiravam shnei egle zahav echad beisel echad bedan nivna tzrif echad v'zeu Italia shel Yavan. That the day that Yeravam set up two egels in the two places that he set up because he wanted to keep people away from Yerushalayim, that's when the foundations of Italia shel Yavan were in fact set in place. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to continue to discuss other tzaddikim who it sounds like they did averos, specifically Yoshio HaMelech. Again, the simple reading of the Pesukim in Melachim Beis make it sound like Yoshio did an avera, but then he did tshuva. So the Gemara explains it's not true. He never did the avera. Amar b'shmur bar Nachman yomar miyonasan. Kolomer Yoshio chata. Anyone who says Yoshio did an avera in Oelato is mistaken. Shneimar, because the pasuk says Vayasa Yosher b'nei Hashem Vayelech b'chol derech David Aviv, and that he was not sorry yimin u'smol. He didn't turn astray right or left. Ella, so if Yoshio didn't sin, ma ani mekayim, what do I do with the pasuk that says about Yoshio v'kamahu lohay lefanu melech asher shav, that there was no one that did tshuva like him? So how do you do tshuva if you didn't sin first? So the Gemara explains shekol din shedon mi ben shmona, every din that Yoshio was done from the time he sat on kisei malchusa when he was 8 years old ad shmona esrei, until the 18th year of his malchus, and he would be mechayev one of the balei din to pay money, he would return that money to them. Shema tomer natal mizeh, you might say that in order to be machzir the money, he would take the mammon from one guy, who he originally was mezaka bedin v'nasal nazeh, and then return the money to the guy that he was mechayev bedin. No, tamalomer bechol ma'odo shenasal mishalo, it means that he took from out of pocket, he paid from his own money. O pliga derav dam rav ein lecha gadol bebali tshuva yosir mishio bedoro ve'echad bedorenu, that there is no one that is greater among the Balei Tshuva more than Yoshio in his generation and somebody in our generation. So interesting, Yoshio without sinning is called a Balei Tshuva because he's someone who returned items, and that makes him a Balei Tshuva, a person who does returning. So, but who's the one in our generation? Umanu, who's the guy in the generation of Rav who is known as the greatest Balei Tshuva? Abba, Avu ad Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba. It was Abba, the father of Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba. Right? That's why he's bar Abba. He's the son of Abba. His father's name was Abba. Va'amrila, Acha, Achua de Abba, Avu ad Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba. That it was really Acha who was the brother of Abba, the father of Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba. It was the uncle of Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba. So the Gemara brings a raya that Abba and Acha were in fact brothers. Damarma, Rabbi Abba vi Acha, Achi Havu. Abba and Acha were brothers. Am Rav Yosef, for Od Echad B'Dorein, Rav Yosef says there's another great Bal Tshuva, he was just as great or even greater in our generation, Umanu Ukvan Bar Nechemya Reish Galusa. It's Ukvan Bar Nechemya the Reish Galusa, V'Hainu Nasan De Tutsisa. And that's the guy who's called Nasan De Tutsisa. Am Rav Yosef, Havi Yasivna B'Pirka V'Avaka Menamna, I was sitting and dozing at the time of the Drasha, V'Chazai B'Chilma De Kapashad Yadei V'Kibli. And I saw in my dream that the Malach stretched out his hand and was Mekabel, the Tshuva of Nasan De Tutsisa. So you see what a special Bal Tshuva he in fact fact was. Hadrulach Bame Behema, and Bez Hashem, next time we will begin the sixth parak of Maseches Shabbos.